Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitam Sechtes Ksubis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha Shenaflula Nechosim. This is going to be the first of four cases. But first, let me just remind you that the halacha is after Nesuyin. Remember, marriage is Eris and then Nesuyin. There's always an issue what to do with property that the woman brings into the marriage. So there are two types of property. There's Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. Their value is assessed during the time of marriage, and it's written into the ksuba. And should the husband die first, his estate, or should he divorce her, then he will have to return whatever value was written into the ksuba. Then there's Nichsei Malug. Nichsei Malug is, we don't write this into the ksuba. It's property the woman got before the marriage, or afterwards. And we say like this, the husband has a right to eat the payrois, the profit. If there's a divorce or he dies first, she gets back the property. Whatever the matzah of the property is now, maybe more, maybe less, maybe worth more, maybe worth less. Our Mishnah is dealing with Nichsei Maloik. And what happened over here is the woman sold it to someone else. So the husband, till now he was eating the payrois, he was getting the profit. Now suddenly someone says, excuse me, your wife sold it to me. So the question is, can the husband say, well, she had no right to sell it to you? So we're going to have four different cases. Again, case number one. Ha'isha she'naflu la nechasim at she'loi tesaris. This woman was zaycha in the nechasim. Could have been a Yerusha, could be she got it some other way, before she became an Arusa, before he was even mekadesh her. And then the husband was mekadesh her. Moidim b'shami b'sil, b'shami b'sil would be moidim. They would both agree. She'mecheres v'naisenes v'kayim. Shemecheres, she may sell it. That's after he was Mekadisher. Then I send it, so she can give it away. Vekayim. And if she does that, it sticks, so to speak. The transaction stands. But this is where she received the Yerusha, or she received this property before he was Mekadisher. Here comes the second case of the Mishnah. What happens if, however, Naflula Mishan is Arsa? If she yashin this property after he was Mekadesher. So here we have a machlokes. The Beshame say, she can still sell it. As an Arusa, she can still sell it, even though she only got the property after he was Mekadesher. Zokta Batanura, even the Beshame say, only before Nesuyin. Once she had Chuppah, she can. But right now, being that she's still an Arusa, even though she acquired the property already being an Arusa in the second case, the Bishami say Timka, she can still sell. The Basil say, no, she can't. She got this property after he was Mekadesher, she can't sell it. But Elu ve'elu moidim, both Bishami and Basil agree, she machra v'nasna, if she didn't listen, and she did sell this or give it away, then kain. L'maisa b'di'eved, the transaction stays. The husband cannot say, no, stop the sale. She had no right to sell it. The sale stays. The matana stays. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Amru lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim said before Rabbi Gamliel, Hail v'zacha b'isha l'yiska ben achasim? I don't understand. He's Mekadesher. Doesn't that automatically mean that he should get the nechasim that comes her way? Amar Rabbi Gamliel said to them, you know, L'maisa, if she got the property after she was fully married, not just as an Arusa. So the halacha is the halacha, that she can't sell it. But honestly, al chadashim anu baishin, on the newest property that she got, after she was mamish married, full chuppah and everything, full nesuyin. If she sells it, the husband can say, no, it's not a sale. I'm embarrassed. I don't understand why. So what are you doing? El shata megalgun aleinu asayishenim? Now you're adding the law of old nechasim that she acquired even before the nesuyin? You're saying that the husband can even stop that? Zok the Mishnah Vaita, this is case number three in the Mishnah. Naflula, she only gets these nechasim mishenisays after she's fully married, after chuppah. In other words, after nesuyin. Elu ve'elu moidim, both the Beishami and the Beisil will be moida, she imachra v'nasna, she sold it or gave it away, shehabal moitzi miyada lekuchais. The husband can knock at the door of the person who bought the property and say, excuse me, my wife did not have a right to sell it, I want it back. Now we have a fourth case. Achaloini says she yashin the property before Nesuya. She was an Arusa. V'nisus, then she got married. Then came the chuppah. Rambam Gamliel says, imachra v'nas nakai. Here too, if she sold the property or gave it away, after Nesuyan, we let the sale stand. The husband cannot reverse it. As long as she got it before Nesuyan. She wasn't supposed to sell it, but if she does, the sale stands. Amar Rav Chanina ben Akavya, Amar lufnei Rav Gamliel. Now it's Rav Chanina ben Akavya who says that the Chachamim said before Rav Gamliel, Hayil v'zoche b'isha l'yiske ben Achasim, same kasha as Rabbi Yehuda had before. Except here it's a little stronger. Here he mamish got her in the suyan. It's a full chuppah. Shouldn't he have control on the property that she sells, even if she got this property as an arusa? Rav Gamliel answered the same thing. Amalem, he told them, al chadashim anu baishen. We're already ashamed. Because we don't understand the halacha. In regard to nechasim that she requires after nesuyan, why should the husband be able to reverse the sale? Or reverse the gift? We don't even understand that. Now you want to add even more to the old property? The property that she got before the nesuyan, even though it's after Erisin? Okay, so again, the four cases in our mission. Case number one was, she got nechasim as a girl before he was even Makadisher. Everyone agrees, she has a right to sell it, she has a right to give it away, and the sale sticks. Even though she's selling it and giving it away after he was Makadisher. But if she got the property from before, then for sure it's hers. Case number two. She only received the property after he was Makadisher. The Beshame say she can still sell it and give it away. The Basil say no, she should not sell and give it away. But both agree that if she does, being that it's before Nisuyim, it's before the Chuppah, the sale stays. The husband can't take it back. Sokta Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham has said before Rabbi Gamliel, why not? If he's Mekadisher, he should have a right to block her sale now. If she sells it after he was Mekadisher. To which Rabbi Gamliel answered, this is going to be the first of two times he's going to have a similar response. I can't even explain why new property that she gets after Nisuyin, why the husband should be able to block her. Why the husband can take back a sale. You want to add even more to something I don't understand? You want to embarrass me even more? If it's before Nisuyin? So yes, there's a machloikas beshame besil whether lechatchila she should sell it, but both are maida. If she sells it or gives it away, the transaction is sustained. It stays. Then we had case number three, where she acquires the nechasim after she is married. Here everyone is maida. If she sells it or gives it away, the husband can take it back. Fourth case, she acquired the nechasim before chuppah, but sold it after chuppah. Rav Gamliel says, lechatchila she shouldn't sell it, but if she does sell it, the husband can't take it back. And again, Rav Chanina ben Akavya over here says, that the chachamim asked Rav Gamliel, he fully marries her, now it's even the suyin. Can't he block a sale now on property that she owns? Zrok Rav Gamliel, even if she got the property after Nisuyin, where I agree he could block the sale, he can reverse it. But that, I don't understand why. It's a bush, I don't understand why. So you want to add to it? You want to say that even property she got before the Nisuyin? That if she sells it after the Nisuyin, the husband can reverse it? No. She wasn't supposed to sell it, but if she sells it, the sale stays.